الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والجنة للموحدين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام الأكملان الأتمان على الركن الأعظم أفضل من تقدم ومن تأخر وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر الميامين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن عاقبتم فعاقبوا بمثل ما عوقبتم به ولئن صبرتم لهو خير للصابرين صدق الله العظيم. Respected scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, one of the greatest tragedies of our time is that the most evil, the most immoral people have become role models and they have become celebrities. A person is a master in a certain field, he becomes a sporting star. The youth flock towards him, praise him, revere him, emulate him. Yet we find that very sporting star's social life is in total shambles. And we see this featuring in the media from time to time. There is only one human being whose life has been groomed and perfected on every level. And that was none other than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah says indeed in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the perfect example, the perfect role model from you. We find there are many, many people who are excellent as far as their own sphere and field is concerned. Perhaps a wonderful businessman, but a terrible father. A wonderful cricketer, but a terrible neighbor. He will excel in one thing, he will fall short in something else. There is only one human being whose life has been perfected on every level, and that was none other than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salam himself says, أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبِي. That my Allah raised me, my Allah nurtured me, my Allah tutored me, and hence Allah perfected my nurturing. Brothers, it can be safely said, without the fear of contradiction, that the salient qualities of the various prophets were the common qualities in the life of Nabi alayhi salam. And it was by virtue of that sublime character of his that he had molded the most barbaric of nations and he had made them guiding stars for humanity till the day of Qiyamah. We look at one quality, Allahu Akbar. In fact, like the poet says it, حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِ. Every quality of Nabi alayhi salam was unique. Every quality of his was amazing. We look at one quality, that was the quality of generosity. Nabi alayhi salam is walking in one valley and he has a flock of goats and sheep and he's herding this flock of goats and sheep in a certain direction. One kafir by the name of Safwan bin Umayyah, he looks at his flock of goats and sheep and he's totally impressed. So Nabi alayhi salam asked him, do you like what you see? You know, for example, you're driving a beautiful car and somebody starts admiring your car. What would you tell him? The closest you can get to my car is admire it, nothing more. Nabi alayhi salam asked him, you like what you see? He says, of course I like what I see. Nabi alayhi salam said, if you like it, take it and go. Take it and go. This man becomes so impressed. On this statement of Nabi alayhi salam, he went back to his nation and he said, Ya Qawm, O my nation, aslimu, accept Islam. I promise you this man Muhammad hasn't come to take away your money, he has come to give you money. Brothers, as we all very well know, coming to the point, time is limited. Inshallah, Sheikh is on his way, he will be here in a few minutes. Tomorrow night will be the 15th night of Sha'ban. As we very well know, on this night, as much as Allah pardons, as much as Allah forgives, yet there are certain categories of people, even on this momentous occasion of forgiveness, because of certain crimes that they are involved in, Allah delays the acceptance of the forgiveness of such people. And I would like to highlight one of those individuals. One is that person. And really, brothers, you and I have much to learn from this one advice of Nabi alayhi salam. Until and unless this quality will not become part of our marriages, Allah's qasam, our marriages will never see prosperity. In any argument, if husband and wife will dwell on the past and revive the wrongs of the past, I'm afraid you are just jeopardizing this marriage. But let us see how broad the bosom and the chest of Nabi alayhi salam was, that Nabi alayhi salam could forgive and overlook the crimes of those people whose crimes were unpardonable. One of those individuals that are deprived of the forgiveness of Allah on this night is that Muslim, is that individual who harbors malice against his fellow Muslim. Let me share with you the conquest of Makkah. which is the pinnacle manifestation of the quality of forgiveness in the life of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam leaves from Madinatul Munawwara on the 10th of Ramadan after Asr Salah with approximately 10,000 Sahaba. He kept it a secret so that the kuffar do not make any counter preparations. The first setback Nabi alayhi salam faces was from one of his near and dear companions, a Sahabi by the name of Hatib ibn Abi Balta, a very close companion of Nabi alayhi salam. When he heard about the intention of Nabi alayhi salam, he thought to himself that I have family members in Makkah, for me not to inform them will be incorrect. So what happens, he writes a note and he calls one woman. He said, do me a favor, this hadith appears in Bukhari, the second volume, Abu Dawood, the first volume. He calls one woman and he said that, do me a favor, take this note to the people of Makkah and tell them to prepare themselves accordingly. The Nabi of Allah intends to invade Makkah. She takes this note, she places it in the plait of her hair and she embarks on a journey. Jibril descends. Oh Muhammad, one of your close companions has betrayed you and he intends unveiling and revealing your secret. Nabi alayhi salam called Sayyidina Ali, Miqdad ibn Aswad and Abu Marthad. He said, mount on your horses, ride as fast as you can. Hatta ta'tu rawzat khakhin. You will come to a certain place, you will find a woman there. She has some intimate information with her. Intercept that woman and bring her back to me. These three companions rode as fast as they could. They came to that precise location. They come to this woman. You have some information with you. She says, I have absolutely nothing. They say, the Nabi of Allah can never speak a lie. فَأَخْرَجَتْتُ مِنْ إِقَاسِهَا. She opens the plait. She takes out this letter, min Hatib ibn Abi Balta. This is from Hatib ibn Abi Balta to the people of Makkah. Prepare yourselves accordingly. The Nabi of Allah intends to invade Makkah. Understand the plan of Nabi alayhi salam. And once Sahabi decides to divulge a close secret of Nabi alayhi salam, brothers, you and I are carrying grudges in our hearts. Today we meet, we greet, we make salam. The hearts are not clean. Our hearts are not clean. This Sahabi is summoned in the court of Nabi alayhi salam. Sayyid Umar was sitting nearby. Da'ni ya Rasulallah adribu unuqa hadha al-munafiq. Let's not delay the matter. Grant me permission. Let me chop off this man's head. La ta'jal alayya ya Rasulallah. Hatib ibn Abi Balta says, O Nabi of Allah, do not be hasty. Let me explain to you what happened. Wallahi ma kafartu wal artadattu. By Allah's qasam, neither have I become kafir, neither have I become renegade. I love you and I love your deen. I will continue revering you. The only reason why I have done this, I was overtaken with sentiments of family ties. I thought to myself, other Sahaba have family members to protect their families in Makkah. My family are sitting there defenseless. There is no one to protect my family. That is the only reason why I have done this. I was overtaken with emotions and sentiments of family ties. Nabi alayhi salam looks at the Sahabi. He said, oh my Sahaba, this Sahabi has spoken the truth and no person should point a finger against him. I have forgiven him. Allah has forgiven him. Nabi alayhi salam then resumes the journey. He comes to Makkatul Mukarrama. He comes to the home of Umm Hani. Nabi alayhi salam takes ghusl. He comes to the Baytullah, performs two rakats of salah. Can we imagine the sense of jubilation amongst the Sahaba, the conquest of Makkah? The kuffar gathered around Nabi alayhi salam. When the kuffar of Makkah had seen this huge army around Nabi alayhi salam, Nabi alayhi salam asked the kuffar of Makkah, what do you think I will do with you today? So they said, we beg you to forgive us for the wrong that we had done to you. Nabi alayhi salam said, today I will echo the sentiments of my brother Yusuf. After being reunited with his father after 80 years, what did he say? La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. That, oh my brothers, there is no reproach on you today. At that critical juncture, Nabi alayhi salam said that Makkah is safe. However, there are 15 evil elements in Makkah. At this juncture, Allah has made it permissible for me to put an end to them and remove them from the face of this earth. This is where I would like to explain to you the pardon of Nabi alayhi salam. Amongst those Nabi alayhi salam said must be killed was Ikrama. Ikrama was the son of Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl was the Fir'aun of this ummah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ. He had committed the most destructive crimes. It is said at the conquest of Makkah, the kuffar of Makkah had one of two options. Either you embrace Islam or either you flee for your safety. Ikramah decides to board onto a boat and he heads towards Yemen. As he heads towards Yemen, his wife is in Makkatul Mukarramah. Her name was Hakim bint Harith bin Hisham. She comes to Nabi alayhi salam and she said, Ya Rasulullah, inna Ikrama qad haraba minka wa khafa an taqtulahu. My husband Ikrama, his father was Abu Jahl. He was an evil man. He caused a lot of harm to you. So did my husband. O Nabi of Allah, my husband has left for Yemen fearing that you will kill him. I have come to ask you one thing. Overlook the shortcomings of my husband. I have asked you to forgive my husband. Nabi alayhi salam in one word. Nabi alayhi salam said, Huwa amin. Tell your husband, I have forgiven him. This Ikrama, he boards onto the boat. As they're heading towards Yemen, they foresee a storm. He starts turning to his deities. The others on the boat tell him, Ikrama, here your deities won't help you. Here you will have to turn to the true Allah. Like they say, there's no atheist on a sinking ship. Oh my God. So nonetheless, Ikrama, in the center of the ocean, he makes a pledge and a covenant with Allah. Allahumma laka ahdun in afaytani mimma anafi. O my Allah, if you grant me deliverance from this crisis that I am in presently, I promise you when I get back to Makkah, I will pledge my loyalty and allegiance at the hands of Nabi alayhi salam. He comes back to Makkah. His wife embraces him. She looks at him and she says, Ya Ikrama, ji'tuka min abarrin nas wa awsalin nas wa khairin nas. I have come to you from the noblest of men, and that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't waste your time. Nabi alayhi salam is waiting for you. It is said, Ikrama, he comes in the presence of Nabi alayhi salam. He said, Oh Muhammad, my wife claims to say that you have forgiven me. My wife claims to say that you have forgiven me. Nabi alayhi salam said, Oh Ikrama, I have forgiven every wrong that you had committed to me and Islam. He said, Oh Nabi of Allah, what do you invite me towards? Nabi alayhi salam recited the Shahada. He recites the Shahada after Nabi alayhi salam. And then he comes to Nabi alayhi salam and he said, Make dua for me. Nabi alayhi salam picked up his hands in dua. Allahumma ighfir lahu kull adawatin adhaniha wa kull masirin sara fihi ila mawda'in yuridu bidhalika al-masir ighfa nurik. O may Allah forgive this man for every hatred he displayed to me and Islam. O may Allah forgive him every time he extinguished the light of Islam. O may Allah, you forgive this man every time he insulted me in my absence, in my presence. This Ikrama started crying. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I have done so much to you, yet you have the heart to forgive me. Indeed, you are the Nabi of Allah. Today, mother-in-law cannot forgive daughter-in-law. Like I told you, brothers, we are sitting with grudges in our hearts today. This night will not forgive that person who is guilty of harboring malice against his fellow Muslim. Another kafir. Listen to this incident. Another kafir, Nabi alayhi salam has said, must be beheaded, was Habbar bin Aswad. Brothers, I beg for your undivided attention. This is an incident that will make you cry. When Nabi alayhi salam got married to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, 5 years into this marriage, Allah blessed them with the eldest daughter, was given the name Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the eldest daughter of Nabi alayhi salam. And every father understands the sentiments that he has towards his eldest daughter. As this girl grew up and she came of age and she was of age to get married, there was a person in Makkah by the name of Abul As ibn Rabi'. This was prior to the advent of Islam. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, one day she comes to Nabi alayhi salam and she says, O Nabi of Allah, why don't we get our daughter married to Abul As ibn Rabi'? So Nabi alayhi salam, as the hadith says, وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَا يُخَالِفُهَا. Nabi alayhi salam, very rarely he will go against the desires of Khadija. Nabi alayhi salam said, fine. The marriage between Zainab and Abul As ibn Rabi' takes place. At the advent of Islam, Nabi alayhi salam's wives and his daughters and his children embraced Islam. However, his son-in-law did not embrace Islam. Although he was not anti-Muslim, he did not embrace Islam. It is said that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued living in Mecca. After some time, the persecutions, because of the difficulty, Nabi alayhi salam migrated to Medina Munawwara. When Nabi alayhi salam migrated to Medina Munawwara, the first battle that was fought between Nabi alayhi salam and the Kuffar was the Battle of Badr, a very significant battle in the annals of Islamic history. It is said in this battle, when the prisoners of war, they were brought in front of Nabi alayhi salam, amongst the prisoners of war was the son-in-law of Nabi alayhi salam, Abu al-As ibn Rabi'. And it was then decided among Sahaba, with the consent of Nabi alayhi salam, that the prisoners of war, they could buy their freedom either with jewelry, either with money. The hadith says that Nabi alayhi salam was sitting. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Nabi alayhi salam, she knows that her husband has been captured by the Muslims. She takes out a pendant, a necklace that was given to her by her late mother Khadija. It is said that she was sitting. Nabi alayhi salam was sitting. As this necklace was brought before Nabi alayhi salam, رِقَّ لَهَا رِقَّةً شَدِيدًا. Nabi alayhi salam held this necklace in his hand and he started sobbing and crying like a little baby. He said, is this the desperation of my daughter Zainab? He called Sahaba Ikram. He said, subject to your permission, I want to release my son-in-law Abu al-As ibn Rabi' and I want to return this necklace to my daughter Zainab back in Mecca. Sahaba Ikram grant permission. And he said, Nabi alayhi salam then calls his son-in-law Abu al-As ibn Rabi' and he said that I free you without ransom. Take this necklace and return it back to my daughter. However, there is one thing I want from you. When you return to Mecca, the conditions in Mecca are very volatile and it's not conducive for my daughter to live there. I want you to send my daughter to Medina Munawwara. Cutting a long story short, Abu al-As ibn Rabi' goes back to Mecca. He comes to his daughter. He narrates the incident that your father has freed me without any ransom and your father has returned this necklace. However, your father has requested that I send you to Medina Munawwara. It is said Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the eldest daughter of Nabi alayhi salam, she mounts onto the camel. She comes to a place called Zitua. This is what the hadith suggests. She comes to a place called Zitua. The kuffar of Mecca had seen the daughter of Nabi alayhi salam making hijrah. We cannot allow this to happen. One kafir by the name of Habbar bin Aswad, he comes and he takes out his spear and he takes the spear and he sends it through the body of the daughter of Nabi alayhi salam. فَوَقَعَتْ عَلَىٰ سَخْرَةٍ. She falls onto a boulder. She was pregnant and she miscarriages that child that was in her stomach, who was the grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her condition was not stable. She's returned to Mecca. After a few days, once the condition is stabilized, she's brought to Medina Munawwara. In the 8th year of Hijrah, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, it is said Abu al-As ibn Rabi', he made Hijrah to Medina. He embraced Islam. Nabi alayhi salam becomes extremely happy and Nabi alayhi salam performed the nikah between two of them. In the 8th year of Hijrah, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away from the same wounds that she had sustained in a journey of Hijrah. When she had passed away, brothers, let me just terminate on this. Nabi alayhi salam, it is said he calls Umm Salma. He said, give her ghusl. Nabi alayhi salam takes out his chadar and he places it over the body of his daughter. As she was lowered into a grave, Sahaba Ikram said Nabi alayhi salam was so sad. He goes into the grave. When he comes out from the grave, he was smiling. Sahaba Ikram said, what is the meaning of this? Nabi alayhi salam said, I entered the grave of my daughter Zainab. I looked at the darkness of the grave. I looked at the loneliness of the grave. I said, Ya Allah, what is going to happen to my daughter Zainab? Just then Allah sent down an angel from the heavens. And the angel came to tell me that, O Muhammad, I have come to give you the assurance that your daughter will be exempted from the punishment of the qabr. Nabi alayhi salam said, it brings joy to me. Nonetheless, cutting a long story short, in a nutshell, at the conquest of Mecca, Nabi alayhi salam said, kill the man who assassinated my daughter, Habbar bin Aswad, the person who caused the daughter of Nabi alayhi salam to die, who caused the grandchild of Nabi alayhi salam to die. But even he knew that Nabi alayhi salam was a forgiving Nabi. They speak about presidential pardon. I swear by Allah, neither the skies, neither the earth has seen a more forgiving human than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who could shelter the murder of his own daughter. He comes in front of Nabi alayhi salam. Sahaba say, there is Habbar. Nabi alayhi salam said, wait, give him a chance. What do you have to say? He comes to Nabi alayhi salam and he said, oh Muhammad, I was going to flee from Makkah, but I heard that you are a very forgiving Nabi, you are a merciful Nabi. I have come to ask you to forgive me for the wrong that I have done to your daughter. Fasfa amma kana yablughuka anni. Forgive me for the wrong that I have done to your daughter. Nabi alayhi salam is sitting. He takes a deep sigh. Brothers, are there any words in any language to explain the emotions and the sentiments of Nabi alayhi salam? Nabi alayhi salam looks at him and Nabi alayhi salam tells him, I have forgiven you for the wrong that you have done to my daughter. He could shelter the mother of his own daughter, his uncle who was martyred in Uhud. Sahaba ikram say, Nabi alayhi salam did not cry as much as he cried on the occasion when his uncle Hamza had passed away, that he performed the janazah of his uncle 72 times. And then he said, if it was not out of the fear of my auntie Safiya, I would have left the body of my uncle Hamza on the ground so that the vultures could feed on his body, so that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, he could stand up and he could be resurrected from the stomachs of vultures to add to the desperation of the kuffar on the day of Qiyamah. But even that man comes running towards Nabi alayhi salam because he knew that Nabi alayhi salam was a forgiving Nabi. Nabi alayhi salam asked him, 8 years have lapsed, but the grief is still fresh. Nabi alayhi salam asked him, Anta wahshi? Are you wahshi? He said, yes. Anta qatalta Hamza? Did you kill my uncle Hamza? He said, yes. Nabi alayhi salam asked him, tell me, how did you kill my uncle? How did you kill my uncle? He said, I don't have the heart of telling you. Nabi alayhi salam said, do me a favor. In istata'ata anta ghayyaba wajhaka anni. If you could do me a favor, don't show me your face. Every time I see your face, I recall the countenance, the face of my uncle Hamza, but I have forgiven you also. Brothers, worry Nabi. Let us not leave this gathering. Like I said, amongst those individuals, Nabi alayhi salam said that will be deprived of the forgiveness of Allah on the 15th of Sha'ban is that person who harbors malice and hatred in his heart for his next Muslim brother. Let us then relate to the teachings of Nabi alayhi salam, who could shelter the murder of his own uncle, who could shelter the murder of his own daughter. One Nabi complained to Allah, my wife has evil character. Allah said, that is the share of difficulty I have put in your way to persevere, to endure. Today we know what is a beautiful car. We know what is a beautiful house. Allah speaks about beautiful forgiveness, and that is forgiveness in such a way that you don't make reference to and you don't grudge in the heart. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala instill and infuse within us this beautiful quality. Brother, someone has done you something wrong. If Nabi alayhi salam could shelter the murder of his own daughter, broaden your chest. Let us learn to forgive and forget. How long will we keep jealousy in our hearts? How long will we keep malice and hatred in our hearts? May Allah inspire us with the reality. Brothers, inshallah, we will perform the sunnah salah. I would just like to take this opportunity on behalf of the Muslims of Durban to thank our respected Sheikh Sulaiman As-Salama from Fajrul Islam Institution in Cape Town, who was instrumental in bringing our respected Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Shatri to Durban. Alhamdulillah, Sheikh Sulaiman As-Salama is running an institution based in Cape Town and he's doing sterling work amongst the indigenous brothers of Cape Town. Inshallah, on Sunday night after the Isha Salah, Sheikh will be performing the Isha Salah at the Amtlanga Masjid. And after the Isha Salah, inshallah, Sheikh Sulaiman As-Salama will give a detailed account of the work that has been done, you know, in Cape Town, the work that Sheikh is doing. I know personally, you know, of the work that Sheikh is doing in Cape Town. He's doing sterling work amongst the indigenous people of this country. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward, you know, Sheikh Sulaiman As-Salama for the sterling work that he's doing. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him barakah in his health. May Allah grant him barakah in his institution. And may Allah continue using him for the work that he's rendering to the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brothers, inshallah, after the remaining salah, after the sunnat salah, Sheikh Sulaiman As-Salama, Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Shatri landed this morning. So Sheikh is a bit tired. Just a humble request, Sheikh Sulaiman As-Salama will perform the khutbah. And after the khutbah, our respected Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Shatri will perform the Jummah salah. And thereafter, he will make the dua. Just a humble request that Sheikh is tired, Sheikh will make salam. It is difficult for Sheikh to meet each and every person in the masjid. So Sheikh will make salam to all of you, and inshallah we should try and respond to the salam, and we should respect, you know, the condition of our Sheikh also. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, once again, you know, thank our respected Sheikh Sulaiman As-Salama for accepting our invitation and for bringing Sheikh to our town, inshallah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.